RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What was your reaction when you saw that video?
I'll keep that to myself.
Does the organization or you prepare players for volatile rhetoric thrown their way?
I just think volatile rhetoric is a component of our business today, unfortunately. It just is. But not only our business, college, youth sport parents, I think it's just a component of sport that's developed in a big way in recent years, and it's unfortunate. But really, I have nothing to say about the matter other than that.
It is the Pomp and Joe Show here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Josh Rountree filling in for Bob Pompiani and Joe Starkey. Luckily, I remembered the name of the show off the top. Something I admittedly and regretfully failed to do last night when I referred to the show by its once long ago former name of Cook and Joe. Ron Cook not in today either, so it's just me. That's sports radio, my man. I deserve that. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding, here's a rundown of what's going to happen on today's show. It's Christmas Eve, so we're going to have a little bit of fun, but there's also some information that's come out here in the last 30 minutes on DK Metcalf in this deal with the Fan. There is new information, of course, that dropped last night while I was on the air, and I want to rehash that as well with his suspension being upheld. I also want to get into this a little bit later as well. There are things that are, I'll admit I'm really, really excited about where the Steelers are heading right now. I think that they're in a really good spot. I have a lot of optimism that this might actually be a little bit more for real than it has been over the last couple of years. But I also have a couple of areas of pessimism as well. So we'll do a little optimism-pessimism game later in the show today. And we'll also get into later on what's going on with the Pirates after they make a big splash yesterday and do something that they have not done in quite a while. Nearly a decade, giving out a multi-year free agent contract. We'll be joined by Shelby Cassesi, our pal from WPXI, at 11 o'clock, and we'll be joined by our friend Colin Beasley from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette at noon. Did you see, speaking of the Post-Gazette, by the way, Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers, is behind the glass. Good to be working with you. A stranger you and I are to working together. Did you see the story that Noah Hyles had today, the Noah Constrictor, as he so affectionately called on this show?
Is it about James Harrison and the Fan that he tackled? 20 years, apparently.
Yeah, so 20 years ago, James Harrison tackled a Cleveland Browns fan. And I talked to Noah a little bit about this last night, though. When he was on the air, he wanted to tease it fully, so he didn't really go into specific details. But the story is now out. And it's really good. I'll tell you, it's really, really good. I know Noah's excited about it. But Noah tracked down the guy from the Cleveland Browns-Pittsburgh Steelers game 20 years ago, the year the Steelers won the Super Bowl, the James Harrison, the drunk guy that ran on the field. And I can call him drunk because he admits in the story that he was very, very, very drunk for that situation. and Harrison slammed the guy to the field. That guy ended up getting sober. He's been sober for many years now, in large part because of that incident and other incidents in his life. And he's really cleaned his life up. And he actually got together with both James Harrison and this guy to sort of hash it out, to talk about what happened and relive that moment. And it was it's a pretty cool piece that Noah has. But it also leads into, I think, the audio that you just heard and what's going on with DK Metcalf. I think it's kind of a perfect timing and perfect segue into this situation with Metcalf. There's new information, I suppose, that has dropped here in the last half hour, and it comes from Tom Pelissero of NFL Network. And there's a lot of layers to this, a lot of angles. There's a lot of, I think, legalese, potentially, that might come into play here. But what I find very interesting here is this. Last night, Tom Pelissero and others all posted that the fan, this Ryan Kennedy, as he identified himself, and very clearly made sure that he went out and you know, put his name out there to the Detroit Free Press and wasn't really hiding from this situation, it seemed like, in many ways. Initially, perhaps he was when he first talked, but then he kind of came out and sort of opened himself up to this situation. Last night, Tom Pelissero, and this is at 8:30 last night, Tom Pelissero tweets, "Meanwhile, the NFL," this is after the DK Metcalf suspension was upheld, and we'll get into that and how I think kind of ridiculous it is that the guy's being suspended for two games, and bear with me here on my thoughts on this. But Tom Pelissero sends this out at 8:30 last night. And I want everybody to keep in mind as well that Tom Pelissero works for the NFL. He works for NFL Network. The NFL Network is the NFL. They are the mouthpiece of the NFL. Tom Pelissero last night says, "Meanwhile, the NFL and the Lions will not take action against the fan involved in the altercation with Steelers wide receiver DK Metcalf on Sunday in Detroit because, quote, there was no violation of the fan code of conduct per source." So fast forward to this morning. Tom Pelissero quote tweets his own tweet saying that the NFL and the Lions will not take action against the fan. And I don't know if late night backlash had anything to do with this. I don't know if maybe the Steelers' involvement had anything to do with this. If DK Metcalf, his involvement, his influence had anything to do with this. I don't know what led to this reversal of sorts. But Pelissero, after last night saying that the NFL and the Lions will not take action against the fan involved in the altercation, says this, and this is about an hour ago now. "Update. Per the NFL, the matter remains under review. After hearing from DK Metcalf in his appeal hearing Tuesday, the league is following up with the Lions regarding the fan code of conduct." Pelissero then went on to post a copy of the Detroit Lions guest code of conduct. "Here is the Lions fan code of conduct. The team found no violation, does not plan to action against the fan who identified himself to the Free Press as Ryan Kennedy, but the NFL is now following up with the team after hearing from DK Metcalf and others in his appeal hearing." What the hell's going on here? This is the NFL. This is the NFL and one of their mouthpieces in Tom Pelissero, who is coming out and saying that the NFL and the Lions are not going to take action against this guy. Then he is coming in and saying, well, now the league wants them to review it. Then he is saying the team found no violation. They don't plan to take action, but now they're also going to maybe look into it and perhaps take action. And he posts the fan code of conduct. What is happening here?
May I speculate?
Please, because I would love for anybody to speculate on this.
So just based on the way that you described that, and I didn't look at the tweet or the code of conduct policy, anything like that, I have a feeling that specific to this incident, they have deemed that they don't have any evidence that the fan did anything beyond the normal interaction a fan is allowed to do. It did not violate their code of conduct. But maybe they realized they need to make some adjustments regarding location of security, an intermediate between the players and fans, so yeah. that this type of interaction for future games does not occur. Maybe changing how they have security positioned or how close fans are able to get and interact with players for future games.
Right.
Because I think the immediate reaction was, how is there not more people there to make sure that it never got to this level?
Right. So what I'm curious about is this. The Lions are saying that this fan did not violate any code of conduct. But the league is now hearing from DK Metcalf and going back to them and saying, well, wait a minute. Let's review this fan code of conduct and as it applies to this situation, I would think. What are they looking at, just what to learn for the future and moving on past this fan? Because here's the fan code of conduct, all right? Here is the first line under the following actions may lead to ticket revocation, ejection, and or arrest. The first line, displaying inconsiderate or otherwise inappropriate behavior toward others. That's the catch-all. That is the line that you can use and say, and I know this because, and I talked about this a little bit last night on the air, I used to work at a prominent sporting venue here in Pittsburgh. I actually worked at a couple of them. And I know that these fan code of conducts are written very specifically to all encompass any issues that might arise from fans in the seating bowl, outside of the seating bowl, in the concourse, on the grounds of the stadium in general. They very specifically put language in there that is all-encompassing so that when a fan comes to them and says, well, I didn't do this specific thing, they can say, yeah, but we deemed your actions to be inconsiderate or otherwise inappropriate behavior towards others. Does DK Metcalf not count as an other in this situation? Does he not? I mean, your actions towards players should count. The fact that this fan is caught on video, this Ryan Kennedy, all right, he is caught on video being an absolute dork in the first place with his blue wig and his painted chest, ripping his shirt off. The fact that he is caught on camera saying, quote, that was the goal, after Metcalf pushes him or shoves him or swipes at him, whatever you want to call it. To me, that right there is inconsiderate or otherwise inappropriate behavior towards others. Turning around and saying, that's exactly what I wanted to happen, was to get this guy to come after me. Is that not inappropriate behavior for a fan? Is that not a violation of a fan code of conduct? Behavior, the second line of this, behavior that is unruly, disruptive, or illegal in nature. This wasn't a disruptive behavior from the fan. Was he politely sitting in his chair and DK Metcalf climbed up into the crowd and just started strangling the guy? No, this guy was initiating with DK Metcalf. Clearly, this guy said something that set Metcalf off and he went and got him. I don't think Metcalf just turned around and said, that's the guy, I'm going to go get him. He's sitting very politely in the front row with his arms at his side, and he's being a good choir boy here. Like, that's not what that can't be what happened here. Using foul language or abusive language or obscene gestures. You're telling me this guy didn't use any abusive language or foul language or anything derogatory or anything like that? Intoxication or other signs of alcohol or substance impairment that results in irresponsible behavior. So they are saying that this guy, and another item in this as well before we get to that, interference with the process of the game is on there as well. So the Lions in the NFL initially said this guy did absolutely nothing to interfere with the game, to be disruptive, to be inappropriate, to be inconsiderate, to be unruly, to be abusive or obscene. And that he was also stone cold sober at the time as well. That's what the NFL initially said happened in this situation, that DK Metcalf totally and completely unprovoked turned around and went after a fan in the crowd and swiped at him, grabbed him and swiped at his face for absolutely no reason whatsoever. That's what the NFL tells me. Are we believing that for a second in this? You would have to, I mean, look, maybe that's the case. I don't know. I don't want this Ryan Kennedy to lawyer up against me, I suppose. But are we actually going to believe that this guy did absolutely nothing in the written code of conduct from the Detroit Lions to lead to DK Metcalf doing this? At no point was he inconsiderate towards DK Metcalf. At no point was he inappropriate towards DK Metcalf or others. At no point was he disruly or disruptive. At no point did he use foul or abusive language or obscene gestures towards Metcalf. At no point did he interfere with the progress of the game. You're telling me this guy did absolutely nothing wrong? It also says in here that you can't wear obscene or indecent clothing, which I think that wig in itself was obscene and indecent, but that's more of a personal opinion than a matter of fact, I suppose. This is just baffling to me. And I think on top of this is the suspension part of it. The fact that this guy gets suspended for 2 games when a couple of years ago, this exact same situation happened, and this is, of course, what the Steelers, I'm sure, and DK Metcalf, I'm sure, went to the NFL with when Shaq Lawson of the Bills did the exact same thing to a fan in the front row in Philadelphia. He went up, there was a verbal exchange of some sort, and he went and pushed the fan. There was an issue there. The NFL did not fine. The NFL did not suspend Shaq Lawson for that. The Bills fined him as a team. They did not suspend him. He played the next game. The NFL did absolutely nothing. So why now is this all of a sudden a example situation? Why now is DK Metcalf being used as the poster boy for bad behavior when it comes to interacting with fans? Why was Shaq Lawson not the poster boy of that 2 years ago when he pushed a fan in the front row? I'm not saying that DK Metcalf acted appropriately here. He didn't. And he, I think, deserves... Initially, I thought a 2-game suspension is kind of deserved. And then I saw the Shaq Lawson thing. And my thought is, okay, well, 2 games should at least be reduced to 1. If you want to make the example, say, all right, we're going to... We came down harsh. Now we've heard your side of the story. We understand that you were perhaps provoked. That's what you're saying. And Metcalf, apparently, and we have not heard directly from DK Metcalf, the Steelers, what have you, about his side of the situation. However, DK Metcalf apparently told James Harrison that the guy used a derogatory word about DK Metcalf's mother, a word that we certainly cannot pronounce here on this show. And he also used a racial slur against DK Metcalf. That's what James Harrison said that DK Metcalf told him. So either DK Metcalf is completely lying, and that's what the NFL is saying. By not punishing the fan, they are saying that DK Metcalf is either lying or they don't have proof that this happened, so they can't find him in violation. And to me, after just a couple of days of looking into the matter, how can you determine the full extent of what happened between these two guys? Particularly as we know now, they have a prior history from a game when Metcalf was with Seattle. That's hard to figure. It's really hard to figure.
Do you think in the Lawson scenario, they found audio recording or an eyewitness who attested that the fan was speaking inappropriately?
That was a part of it, was that there was, with the Lawson situation, I believe that there was some sort of racial component to what was being said.
That they confirmed was said by the fan.
Perhaps. But at the end of the day, does that give a player the right to go and physically harm somebody in the crowd? I'm not saying that. I cannot sit here and tell you that I understand what it's like to have a racial epithet thrown at me. I can't. I can't fathom that. I can't relate to that. I can't understand that. It's a terrible thing. It's disgusting. It's grotesque. It's awful. In the eyes of the NFL, though, when they're looking at that situation, does that allow for a player, because they get called that, to go into the stands and physically harm a fan? Maybe from a societal standpoint, maybe they should.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You have the right to go do that if somebody says that about you. That's not for me to decide. But from an NFL standpoint, I mean, you can't go into the crowd. You can't go into the stands. You can't start a fight. You can't physically harm a fan, no matter what they say. Maybe that's not right, but you really can't do that, I think, in the eyes of the NFL, no matter what gets said from the stands. You want that guy gone, go find security. We see this in the NBA all the time. I mean, how many times have we seen LeBron say, hey, that guy said this to me, throw him out. And the security comes, and they throw the guy out. They believe the player.
That's what I thought about Metcalf. If he had just gone to a security guard instead of himself walking over and said, get this fan out of here, you would think that they would have taken him out of Ford Field.
No doubt. Metcalf handled it the wrong way. There's no doubt about that. He handled it inappropriately. But you look at the NBA, they believe their security, they believe LeBron James when he says, that guy said this to me, throw him out. So that's what Metcalf should have done. And now, post-game here, essentially, the NFL is saying, we don't believe what DK Metcalf is saying because they see that this fan did not violate the fan code of conduct. So you're not taking the side of your player, which if I'm the NFLPA today, I am absolutely, totally, completely livid with the NFL and their disciplinary committee that they are not backing the player who is apparently, and again, I'm not a fly on the wall of the meeting with that DK Metcalf had, but if Metcalf is telling James Harrison and Chad Johnson that this guy said something racially motivated towards him and about his mother as well, that clearly violates the fan code of conduct. And you're not siding now with the player in this situation. I find this very, very fascinating. 412-928-9370. If you want to hop in, fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. Josh Rountree, good to be with you. Let's grab some calls before we go to our first break. Let's go to Bob in Maine. First up on the fan. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. Hey, Merry Christmas. Hey, if you're looking for a white Christmas, just head up to Maine. We just got about 14 inches dumped on us. Holy
well, it's going to be about 45 here, and I think it's going to rain. So, yeah, not too white of a Christmas this year.
Yeah, no, I cannot. The level of abject failure on the NFL in this whole thing is unbelievable. This is a guy who has a history with DK. DK pointed him out to the NFL a year ago. How do you not take that into consideration when you're
yeah.
considering an appeal? So are you kidding me? Who's running the show there?
Well, it's a great point too, because we just talked about how DK Metcalf should have alerted security and got the guy thrown out or whatever if he was saying something. But at the same time, if you're DK Metcalf, you've already alerted the NFL on this guy.
Exactly.
And now he's back.
Exactly.
So that's a failure on their part.
Who's on the Players Association in that meeting who's not saying, wait a minute here. And the former coach of the Browns is making this decision? Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Hey, have a great day. Have a great holiday, man.
Bob, thanks. Appreciate
it. Go Steelers.
You too. have a good holiday. Go Steelers. That was the final message from Bob in Maine, who got 14 inches of snow last night. Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, Metcalf has already brought this to the attention of NFL security, right? He went to the Seahawks security and said, hey, look, this guy's a problem. From that point on, that's then a failure going forward. If this guy gets into the stadium and starts harassing people, that's an issue. But the real part of this is there is no way for the NFL and for NFL stadiums to monitor who gets into their stadium. There's no way. You can walk down to Acrisure Stadium 5 minutes before a game, buy a ticket, and walk into the stadium. There's no process. And I know that they put bans on people and things like that, but there really is no, and they're getting better with security, but there's no real way to actually keep somebody out of a stadium that wants to be in a stadium. There's no way. It's almost impossible. If they want to get in, if they buy a ticket and they get in, they can get in. And that's, it blows my mind right now that you have DK Metcalf, who, look, if he's telling James Harrison and Chad Johnson that this guy said something, said a racial slur towards him and called his mother a derogatory name, if he's telling them that, I have to imagine that DK Metcalf, with a potential $45 million in guaranteed money at stake, is also telling the NFL in this appeals meeting exactly what the guy said to him. Exactly what he said. And the NFL is saying, we don't believe you. We believe the guy with the blue hair in the stands that you've already had a problem with in the past, DK. That's what they're saying with this. And now they're going back and they're going to look back at the fan code of conduct policy after talking with DK Metcalf, after last night saying that the guy did nothing wrong. Last night, the NFL and the Lions said this guy did absolutely nothing wrong. He is essentially a victim here in DK Metcalf's wild lashing out. Metcalf is suspended 2 games. We don't believe Metcalf, anything that he is saying, and this guy is going to get off scot-free. And he's probably going to win in this because it sounds like there's going to be a legal component that comes as well. Let's go back to the lines. Let's go to Johnny and Farrell next on the Fan. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, Merry Christmas, my man.
You too.
Hey, I wasn't going to even talk about this, but now I see the NFL is playing games now. You know, I'm going to say it. Dude, for me, the fan broke the plane of the stands in the field. That a-hole was dangling onto the field. At that point, he is on the field. He is in the plane of the field. Anything goes. He didn't do anything. It's not like he really punched him or pulled him or broke. He just pushed him. Okay. But the guy was on the field, man. He broke the plane. All bets are off, dude. You have no rights as a fan once you get on the field. He was on the field. End of story. It's over.
Yeah, I think Johnny, thanks. I think we can debate, what constitutes on the field. Is leaning over the railing and engaging with a player a violation of the fan code of conduct by the Detroit Lions, which says you're displaying inconsiderate or otherwise inappropriate behavior towards others, behavior that is unruly, disruptive, or illegal in nature? You're telling me that this is not a disruptive action by the fan? That him leaning over to engage with an NFL player is not a disruptive action? This guy was not sitting like a grandmother in a nursing home in his comfy recliner in the first row doing absolutely nothing, not bothering a soul. He was clearly engaged in some sort of back and forth with Metcalf that led to this. And he turned around after all of this and said, quote, that was the goal.
Was he trying to supposedly get a jersey signed? Was that, we all know he was trying to get a rise out of Metcalf, but he was theoretically presenting a jersey to get signed.
There had to be something that was said there, though. Like, there had to be
some. But I'm saying his argument, I'm sure, is I did nothing that any other kid that comes to a game that wants a piece of memorabilia signed.
We
seemed very premeditated on how he was going to approach this.
Yes. We had a guy last night call in who we ended up having to dump, unfortunately. But before that, he was saying that he feels like this guy premeditated this entire thing, that he went in there with all sorts of basically he strapped up with lawyers before he went into all of this, thinking that this could be a situation that escalated, that he could then pivot into a lawsuit for financial gain. That's what the guy said on our show last night. I don't know if there's anything to that, but boy, you certainly have to wonder here when a guy almost immediately is lawyered up in this situation after this happens and is saying in the stands that that was the goal, to get DK Metcalf. Now, that's what he said. So he can say that, you know, we can say that, you know, he had the jersey, he was trying to get it signed or whatever, but he got swiped at or whatever, pushed, whatever, and then said that was the goal after that happened. He is admitting on film that his goal was to have that happen to himself. How is that not inconsiderate or otherwise inappropriate behavior towards others? How is that not behavior that is unruly or disruptive? That the Lions and the NFL are saying that that's totally fine, and that is absolutely bogus, if you ask me. Let's go to Jeff in Greentree next on the Fan. Hi, Jeff.
Hello. How you doing, man?
Good.
Hey, man, two issues that I think that you might be missing here. Because of the pre-existing relationship between those two, there's no doubt in my mind that that fan came there to bait him. None whatsoever.
Yeah.
What? Because of the prior history. When DK went over there and engaged, all of a sudden he inserted himself into the stand. That's where it all went wrong.
Yeah.
He did not have to go over there. None. Just like you were talking about with the NBA, right?
Right.
Somebody is MFing somebody. You point him, you load him up, you got to go.
Yeah.
Why did he go over there? Why engage? This is the middle of the game.
Yeah.
Where's his coaches?
Look, no doubt, Jeff, and it's a good point. I'm not in any way, again, I'm not saying, and thanks for the call, I'm not saying that DK Metcalf was in the right here. I just think that there's two people who are in the wrong, and the NFL is saying that there's only one. That's my issue with the entire situation. This is a two-way street. Yes, DK Metcalf has a responsibility to not go over and do that. He has to be better than that. He has to be smarter than that. He has to be more clear-headed, particularly when you're in the middle of a game. You cannot go do that. And by the way, he came back after that and dropped the key pass and was clearly mentally distracted from it. Clearly. This guy was clearly in his head. And they talked about that. Nance and Romo talked about that on the broadcast. So I'm with you. Like, Metcalf cannot do this. You cannot, as an NFL player, you cannot, as a professional athlete, go and physically engage with a fan that is in the stands. Now, look, if they come down on the field, sometimes you're going to get a body slam. Just ask the guy that Noah Hyles wrote about that talked with James Harrison. You come down on the field, you put yourself in risk. But as a player, you cannot go over there and engage in this. That's why, initially, I had no problem with Metcalf getting a two-game suspension. And even if they held it up as a two-game suspension, but they also said, this guy's banned from NFL stadiums, okay, both parties have been punished here. But now you have this element of it where Shaq Lawson a couple of years ago did the exact same thing. The NFL did absolutely nothing about it. The NFL did not act in any way. The team did, which means that there was a recognition that something was inappropriately done under the NFL umbrella, right? The Bills said, we got to fine you for this. The NFL said, we ain't doing nothing about it. Now the NFL is saying, we're going to suspend you for two games. And oh, by the way, this guy's totally innocent, did absolutely nothing wrong. That to me is not right. There are two people who are at fault here, and one of them is being punished. Chandler in Phoenix, next on the Fan. Hi, Chandler.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
I got you. What's up?
Hey, yep, just driving in the middle of nowhere here in Arizona, still working, and definitely not a white Christmas like it's in Maine. Just wanted to talk a little bit about the investigation. The thing that bugs me about the NFL and about any professional sports investigation, there's no clarity. Like, who are we talking to? Are we talking to the fans that are around this guy? Are
yeah.
we talking to, like, if you look at the video, the first video, it shows all the fans that are around this guy, and they are not surprised in the least that this guy's getting whacked in the face at all. And then you see other videos circulating on the internet of a fan that shouts, you know, don't sign this guy's jersey. Like, clearly the fans that are around this guy know that he's trouble and this is all premeditated.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It absolutely is. And I think, you know, going beyond that, if you're the NFL, why are you not being transparent with this situation? Why are you not listing? You know, I talked about this last night as well. The NHL, right? When the NHL does disciplinary hearings for things that happen on the ice mostly, they release a detailed explanation video on why exactly they are putting down the judgment, the punishment on the player that they are doing. They go into full detail as to why this is happening, and they're very transparent about it all. And look, the NHL doesn't do a lot of things right, but in this situation, is that not a great model to follow? Say, hey, we're going to suspend one of the highest paid players at his position in the NFL. We're going to say that the guy on the other side did absolutely nothing wrong, but we're not going to tell you any details on what exactly we found during our investigation. We're just going to tell you how it is, and you got to live with it. I don't think that's right, and I think that that's a bad, bad look for the NFL, for the Lions, and everybody involved in this situation. Thanks, Chandler. I can't get past that. I don't have a problem with DK Metcalf being punished. He should be punished. You can't, as an NFL player, go into the stands and grab people. You can't do it. You cannot do that. For the other guy to have absolutely no punishment, to be completely absolved of any wrongdoing here, and then to put out, have a mouthpiece of the NFL, Tom Pelissero, who works for NFL Network, put out a fan code of conduct that says you cannot display inconsiderate or otherwise inappropriate behavior towards others, when this guy very clearly turns around and says that was the goal after he gets... physically harmed or physically attacked by DK Metcalf, you're telling me that there was no inappropriate or inconsiderate behavior, that there was nothing unruly or disruptive in nature about what he did? That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. And DK Metcalf is being used now as an example for something that, yes, he did wrong, but that was a two-way street, it appears to me, in this situation. We got to get to a break. We'll get more of your calls on the other side. Hang on the line with us, but we got to get to a short break here. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. 412-928-9370. That's the number if you want to reach us. I'm Josh Rountree in for Pomp and Joe today on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We've been talking about the DK Metcalf situation. The NFL last night saying that the fan did nothing wrong. Tom Pelissero, who works for the NFL Network, said NFL and the Lions determined that the fan in this situation with DK Metcalf was just a victim in all of this, essentially, that he did nothing wrong. That there was no violation of the fan code of conduct, which includes behavior that is unruly or disruptive. I don't know how this wasn't, at the very minimum, disruptive behavior, but they have determined that there's nothing wrong with it. Now, Tom Pelissero this morning says, well, actually, after hearing from DK Metcalf, the NFL, they're going to maybe go back and take a look at the fan code of conduct and talk with the Lions a little bit more about what exactly happened here. Very, very confusing on the NFL side of things. And again, I want to point this out. I am not defending DK Metcalf here. You can't go over and do what he did. And he should be suspended. But there's also previous precedent that's been set here that maybe he shouldn't be suspended by the way the NFL has not acted in previous situations. And if you're going to suspend him, I think you have to admit that there's two parties at play here. And they're not doing that. They're saying this is a totally one-sided situation, which I just can't believe. Let's grab your calls. Let's go to Rich in Carmichael's next on the fan. Hi, Rich.
You there?
Yes. What's up?
Happy holidays, my friend.
You too.
I just want to make a call. I want to make a comment on TJ Metcalf. It wasn't totally right in what he did, but when I was in the court system, it's never changed. We had circumstantial evidence and direct evidence. Mm-hmm. When that fan turned around and said, I got exactly what I wanted, he made another comment. But if he made that comment.
Yeah, he said that was the goal. He said that was the goal after this happened.
So therefore, that makes him just as guilty as TJ. But TJ had no right in doing what he's doing. But I don't know what the NFL is looking at, because if that fan and turned around and he said that, you have circumstantial evidence and direct, and that is direct. So you can't throw that out. And I don't know what they looked at, but in my eyes, if I was in the court system and they had a trial, TJ would be found not guilty, because that's admitting that you got exactly what you wanted, and that jury would look at it like that. Yeah. Therefore, I want to say have a great day and keep up the good work, and go Steelers.
Thank you, Rich. Appreciate that, and happy holidays to you as well and to TJ and DK. Let's grab another call. Let's go to Doug in Latrobe next on the fan. What's up, Doug?
Hey, Josh. Nobody's saying the words negligence, and the NFL, Ford Field, the Detroit Lions, and the security were all negligent.
100%.
After Shaq Lawson, it shouldn't have happened again.
Yep. Yep. And the Steelers are part of this as well, because they, I think, Doug, and I talked a little bit about this last night, but I think it's worth repeating here. The NFL, they can only do so much when it comes to security. Stadiums can only do so much. The Steelers, I think, need to have security of their own behind their bench. You look at when you look at any big time college football game, right? You know, I go back a couple years ago when Nick Saban was coaching Alabama. Everywhere Nick Saban went, there were like 2, 3, 4 state troopers that followed this guy around everywhere they went because of the value that he was worth to the organization that was Alabama football. DK Metcalf makes like 3 times as much money per year as Nick Saban was making then, nearly. And there's nobody that's stepping in the middle of a fan and DK Metcalf in the bench and the stands. There needs to be private security by the Steelers, and I'm talking some big dudes that stand behind the bench that are essentially bodyguards, private bodyguards for the Steelers that are available to be on their sidelines, that will stop anybody from coming down and trying to do anything that could disrupt the millionaires that play for them that are worth a whole lot to that team, and it will also stop those guys from going and engaging with fans. I think you make it clear to the players, you do not mess with these security guys. They run the show down there between the fans and the crowd. They are responsible for it. You have to intervene. You have to have an intermediary. And it should have happened when the Shaq Lawson situation went down in Philly. That should have been the end of it. Every team in the league should have had their own security right there, coupled with the stadium security, the other team security, and the NFL. There needs to be people there that work as a barrier at all times between the fans and the players, because this type of thing cannot happen again. Because it could be a lot worse.
Yes, and like I said, they're trying to avoid the negligence that they caused this, and because they're going to get sued, and they're going to get sued a lot more.
Yeah, look, and Doug, thanks for the call. And the reality is that DK Metcalf might potentially lose a lot here. He's already losing over $500,000 in his salary, but now his guaranteed money because of a clause in his contract is up for grabs as well. That's on the line. Now, it sounds like, and I know Jerry Dulac put this out last night, the Steelers have no plans. They've already committed to DK Metcalf beyond this year. They're not going to try to take his money away or anything like that. And that's probably, you know, the smart move. But at the same time, if DK Metcalf has a terrible, you know, injury in the next couple of years and the Steelers decide, hey, look, we want to move on from this guy, they have an out now. They have a financial out now because of this situation. So, this guy might have cost himself millions and millions of dollars potentially by this action.
Talking about all these big security guards, and of course, with the Eagles, you think of Big Dom, right?
Right.
Well, the Steelers...
And I know the Steelers have security.
They need to get their own Dom, and we happen to have one right here in the office with us.
You think intern Dom can...
I mean, he doesn't have a job yet. He's going to be graduating soon.
I think it's going to be hard to get guys like DK Metcalf to not just run right through, you know, our Dom. And go after people. And I'm
he
not
would
saying
actually
we need,
go after
I'm
Dom.
Not saying the Steelers need like goonish bouncers, but they need to have, and this is not just the Steelers. I'm not just coming down on the Steelers for this. Every NFL team needs to have somebody monitoring at all times the backside of their sideline. They need to have somebody there. And maybe they do, and maybe this fell through the cracks. I don't know. I don't know the specifics of that.
Do you put any onus on Mike Tomlin?
I mean, ultimately, the coach is responsible for the actions of his players in many ways. I mean, obviously there's a responsibility there from a coach. In the moment, it's not on Tomlin for, like, that moment specifically. Tomlin can't be there to patrol what's happening behind their sideline. But he also is responsible for the actions of his players as well. Like, you have to own some responsibility there. You can't have guys that are not engaged and so easily distracted on your bench. And we talked about that with, you know, Pickens and Antonio Brown, and you go down the list of guys who have, you know, had incidents on the field and on the sideline and what have you. And ultimately, yeah, like it's ultimately all a reflection in some way on the head coach, but you also can't put it on, you can't put it on Tomlin. He can't patrol every, you know, every inch of that sideline at all times. So the moment specifically, that action, you can't, but the overall, You know, he is a part of it in some way. Let's go to the Apollo Flash in Newcastle. What's up?
Hi, Josh. My fear is that this, if they rule in favor of this fan and he gets a big payout, it's going to open the door for thousands of other guys to say, boy, this is a great idea.
Yeah.
Pull this off. And, you know, that's what I'm afraid of. And also, maybe the NFL should have a sticks and stones role, like your mother said, you know, sticks and stones will break your bone.
Yeah.
But words will never hurt me. And the final thing is, what about these guys that jump into the crowd whenever they get a touchdown or whatever? What if something happens then?
Yeah. Right. And then look, in that situation, I mean, you're talking about like celebratory, the Lambo leap and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for the call. You know, those are situations that are often joyous in nature, but yeah, the player is opening themselves up to the potential of something bad happening in that situation as well, no doubt. But at the same time, I feel like there are going to be far less incidents from that, and maybe you do have to just get rid of that, but that doesn't feel like something that's going to result in some sort of violent altercation. There has to be some sort of blockade, some sort of barrier, and I'm not talking physical, I'm not talking about putting up like glass like you see in the NHL or anything like that, but there has to be some sort of deterrent there from fans and players from engaging, particularly in moments like this where you have players on the bench and somebody sitting right behind the bench who's yelling things out. I don't know. Maybe the first row of the stadium is covered up in any in every NFL stadium, and people can't get down to quick, you know, to engage and interact with fans. I don't know. That seems like an extreme. That seems like too much. But you also can't have a situation where a player reaches up and takes a swipe and tries to punch or whatever he did a fan that's in the crowd. You can't have that. Let's go to Stoney in Pittsburgh next. What's up, Stoney?
How about Tony?
Tony.
Will that work?
Tony. Okay. Tony works as well. Yeah. It was written as Stoney. You're going to have to blame Sean for that. We're going to throw him under the bus. Sorry, Tony. Go ahead.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
As far as the money it's going to cost DK Metcalf, I wouldn't worry about that because he's going to get more than that back, and I'll tell you why. When you fail to enforce a policy, like the policy they have about fans' action, you are liable. So they're liable for all the pain and suffering and everything that Metcalf goes through, plus the thing with the suspension. I don't care how many times you've enforced it. If you don't do it one time on an incident, and I know because I've been through the court system with this many times, okay, they're responsible. He can file a suit against them. Also, the woman was never interviewed that was next to this gentleman, and if you get a chance to watch the tape, you can see her turn away in disgust when this guy's talking to Metcalf.
Well, in the defense of the situation here, Tony, do we know that the woman wasn't talked to?
Well, you're absolutely right. We don't know that. But in turn, it's on tape. You know, when this guy's talking, she just, like, turns away in disgust.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, with what's being said. And if that's the case and they don't take action, Metcalf himself has a suit. I mean, hey, if they're going to mess with you and drag you to court, drag somebody along with you.
Yeah. Yeah, look, and thanks for the call. I mean, again, we go back to the fan code of conduct that was posted by Tom Pelissero. And one of the lines in the fan code of conduct, the first line under the following actions may lead to ticket, revocation, ejection, and or arrest is displaying inconsiderate or otherwise inappropriate behavior towards others. The second line is behavior that is unruly or disruptive. Or illegal in nature. I don't know how this isn't considered inconsiderate, inappropriate, unruly, and disruptive, what this guy did. And the fact that he turns around and says that was the goal tells me that there was an intention here, a premeditated intention to make this happen. I mean, that's an admission of guilt to me on camera. It looks like an admission of guilt. That's how it appears to me, that this guy is admitting, I wanted this to happen. I wanted this to happen. And then he goes and immediately lawyers up, it sounds like, and he's coming at, from a legal standpoint, DK Metcalf and probably the Steelers and the Lions and whoever. And maybe that's what's leading them to say, hey, look, this guy didn't do anything wrong because the Lions and the NFL don't want to be sued by the guy over this.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.